This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. I was at that gun forum, you may recall, in Edmonds. And Todd Herman, fellow talk show host, was on the panel. And we were talking about guns. And Todd is, of course, a big proponent of the Second Amendment. He was making the point that he's got a plan for hanging on to his guns essentially forever.
There's a spider web of things being built up around us. According to the law, when I die, my wife is supposed to report whatever firearms I own to the state of Washington. Right now, funny thing is, there's all these LLCs in Delaware and all these little trusts and stuff. So I don't actually own any firearms. So this, you're very convenient in that regard. I'm just saying. I don't own any firearms.
So I'm thinking this LLC thing, this limited liability corporation thing, might be a pretty good deal for, a non-conservative show host like me. So I thought I'd consult with our legal consultant, former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, about this. Our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. This LLC thing achieved a higher profile because of the Sean Hannity case, where it came out that he has extensive real estate holdings through an LLC. So if you would, Rob, explain, first of all, what an LLC is and what it can do for you.
A limited liability company is a kind of corporate entity, and they're commonly used for tax purposes and for liability limitation purposes. So we've seen a proliferation of LLCs in recent years in connection with real estate transactions because people want to avoid personal liability associated with the real estate they own, you know, perhaps rent out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just want their own home to be in an LLC to provide greater privacy. That's, you know, police officers, celebrities, others will do that. And then there are tax advantages because people want to avoid the double taxation that comes with a corporation owning something. With an LLC, it's a pass-through entity, and it's only taxed once if there's revenue.
Well, what was it set up for originally? I mean, because it sounds like there's an evasion aspect. For example, could I put my car under an LLC so that if I ever have an accident, I don't have to pay anything?
Probably wouldn't be effective because you're going to need to insure the car, and the insurer is going to have something to say about that. You can put your home in an LLC and achieve some liability protection. Increasingly, we see rental property in LLCs, and there is concern that some landlords are using LLCs in order to be invisible to their tenants. So there are concerns being raised by people who care about rental property and renters all over the country.
Okay, so at what point then does this LLC thing go too far? I mean, are there good LLCs and bad LLCs? I remember during the financial crisis, weren't some of those strange financial instruments held by LLCs?
Well, first of all, most limited liability companies, they exist for the purpose of running a business. Now, a lot of small businesses are incorporated as LLCs, and that's because as a small business, it doesn't make sense for the company's income to be taxed at the corporate level, then to be taxed again when earnings are distributed to the owner. Mm-hmm. So instead, you have a pass-through entity, and it's only taxed once. It makes a lot of sense. It's much fairer. But there are also illegitimate reasons. I mean, we're seeing a lot of real estate being purchased in places like New York City by folks from overseas who are, you know, suspected of just trying to launder money, right? So they come in, form an LLC, buy a $5 million condominium, turn around at some point and sell it, and the tax authorities in their home country don't know about it because it's in the LLC. So there are shady purposes as well as perfectly legitimate, reasonable reasons.
Under what circumstances are you allowed to go behind the curtain and find out who the owner is?
You can go to the Secretary of State and see who registered the limited liability company. There's going to be a registered agent who's listed. Other basic corporate information is provided. So you can pierce that veil, so to speak, and find out who owns it. But it's also possible to make even that information harder to get.
I see. Back to my first issue here, is Todd Herman safe by placing his guns in an LLC trust?
Yeah, I'm not sure that he is, but it depends in part on what kind of firearms we're talking about here. You know, not all firearms are traced in the same way, but under the National Firearms Act, You know, you are supposed to report the transfer of some firearms. And, you know, whereas some people thought they could hide their identities with what were called gun trusts, in 2016, the Department of Justice issued a new rule called 41F that closed a loophole allowing individuals using a trust to purchase a firearm without identification and background check requirements. So they were aiming at that. Whether they've been completely successful, I don't know.
So it sounds like if you're thinking of doing that, better hire a lawyer first.
Or be careful about hiring a lawyer who says they can set you up in a trust or with an LLC for that purpose. It may not be as effective as you think it is.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation brought to you by Terra Firma Foundation Systems. Rob, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave.